Hello and welcome to this week's podcast from journalism.co.uk, where we'll be discussing the results of the latest Oxford survey, which reveals journalists' views on ethics, pay, PR and other pressures. Back in April this year, we reported that this survey, launched by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism at the University of Oxford and aptly named Journalists in the UK, found the journalism industry to be shockingly 94% white, with women underpaid and underrepresented. Well, the full report actually looks at a whole range of issues and examine things like journalists' views on the ethics and practices of journalism to how they regard their role and the changing pressures of the news environment. So if you haven't had time to read through the whole report, just stay with us for the next few minutes as we hear from the report's lead author, Dr. Neil Thurman, for some of the core takeaways.
This survey was actually part of a wider project that involved over 60 countries. And in each country, the same questions were asked to over 22,000 journalists. So the report that is published today focuses on the UK data, and we surveyed 700 journalists and we did an online survey based on an email invitation. Some of the findings were perhaps unsurprising. So, for example, the lack of ethnic diversity in UK journalism. So we found that 94% of journalists were white. The finding that's not surprising perhaps, but we need to be reminded of is how women are paid less than men. And we looked very carefully at this, and we found that women with the same number of years of work experience as men were less likely to be promoted to senior positions. So those findings were not entirely unsurprising, but some of the other findings were surprising. So, for example, we found that most journalists still work in one medium, so either in print, in online, or in radio or in television, an indication perhaps that there's not quite as much cross-media working as sometimes people expect there to be. And another thing we found related to the media or the medium that journalists work in is that journalists who work across two media are actually not paid as much as journalists who specialize in one. And this was independent of age. So it seems like journalists are not rewarded for their sort of multimedia versatility over and above journalists who are valued for their excellence in one medium. We found actually that recent entrants into journalism were actually less likely to work across two media or three media than journalists who'd been in the profession for a while. And I think that probably indicates that, when journalists enter the profession, they need to learn the trade. They need to learn to be a good journalist in one medium before they extend into a second or a third. But we found some interesting findings on the education of journalists. So, for example, 98% of the journalists who'd entered the profession in the last 3 years had a degree, and 36% had a master's degree. So we can see that journalism really has now become fully, as we say in the report, academized. So it's essential to have a degree to get into journalism in a way that it wasn't a few years ago. This in some ways is good because more women study journalism at university than men and have done really ever since records began. And so, this academization of journalism is likely to help correct the gender imbalance we see in the profession. But on the other hand, it's worrying in terms of the socioeconomic diversity of journalism if having a degree, and it looks like having a master's degree, is becoming either essential or important, given the levels of university fees and also given the relatively modest salaries that journalists are paid. So what we found with salaries was, if we look at journalists under 24 years old, we find that nearly 90% of them are paid less than £1,600 a month, and that's at or below the living wage for many. And even if when we move up to journalists who are in their mid to late 20s, we can see that over 80% are earning less than £2,400 a month, which again is a figure that's making it difficult, for example, for them to get on the property ladder. So there are some real issues around salary and going forward about the socioeconomic diversity of the profession. We found that about twice as many journalists believed that their editorial freedom had decreased over time as believed it had increased. And I mean, that was an interesting finding. And some other data from the study kind of gave clues as to why they might be feeling that. So, for example, we found that 41% of journalists said that audience data and research on what audience like to read is now very or extremely important. And obviously, you know, if you're looking and using audience data and audience research more and more, then that's, you know, restricting the editorial freedom that perhaps you had in the past to decide what sort of stories you might cover or what sort of stories you might follow up. We also found that nearly two-thirds of journalists felt that the influence of public relations had increased over the last 5 years. And again, that's another potential reason why they felt that their editorial freedom had decreased over time. I certainly think there are some dangers with the, you know, the increasing influence that journalists feel from, you know, audience research and audience data, and also the sort of precarious financial position that journalism finds itself in. It does seem to be inducing journalists in the UK to treat their readers a little bit more like consumers and a little bit less like citizens. So, you know, we found that 45% thought that it was very or extremely important to provide news that attracts the largest audience. And this was actually a higher proportion than was found in a survey of US journalists 6 years ago. So I think there are, you know, financial pressures that, you know, that are inducing journalists to try and chase the audience. But on the other hand, you know, the survey found that journalists say that they're, you know, they're most influenced by ethical considerations, by their supervisors. They say that the most important roles for journalists to perform are providing accurate information, to hold those in power to account, to be truth tellers. So despite the changes, you know, they are sticking quite closely to the sort of traditional journalistic paradigm of objectivity and to those traditional roles that we know and expect of journalists.
If you'd like to see the full report, it will appear on the website of the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism. For more podcasts from journalism.co.uk, please visit our website.